Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Cap.
And Red Bear is not with us today. I think he's playing Punch-Out or something. He couldn't be pulled away, and I almost didn't make it either. I'm, like, sort of sick. I've got cough drops. I'm drugged up. I'm doped up, Cap. But we're going to go ahead and do our best. Hopefully, we'll actually have a show this week. Last week, unfortunately, we came into the studio. We got a show down. We hit go on the button on the thing on the computer, and it just like ate it. It like number munchered the show away. So hopefully that won't happen again.
It was nonsense.
So welcome back. I mean, I spoke with y'all last week, but Cap, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
No problem. We wish we could have done last shows. I'm still looking for it. Maybe we'll find it like in a year from now, and it'll be the lost episode of EXP.
That'd be cool.
It'll be really good. Before we get too far in, go ahead and check out the website. Since Red Bear's not here, what's that website, Cap?
EXPPoints.com. EXPPoints.com.
You got to double tap that P, right?
Double tap it.
I knew. You make a bear proud. Go ahead and check all of the podcasts, all the radios, all the reviews, and our Lost Planet game giveaway. We're going to extend that for one more week, and then I think we're going to go ahead and we're just going to put all the games we're going to give away.
All the games.
And then we're going to let people go crazy. And then we'll start, like, we'll be like, oh, yeah, some people really wanted Mirror's Edge or Dead Space 2 or whatever. So go ahead and vote on that. You know, we'll give somebody Dead Space 2. So that's cool. We'll get a little more, I guess, feedback. Because right now I think only one person wanted Lost Planet 2, which Lost Planet 2 is a good game. I figure, you know, we played a lot of it. It's hard. It's very challenging.
At the current rate, they will get it.
Yes, at the current rate, that one person will get it. So if you want to stop this person, have them a very unmerry Christmas, go ahead and stop them from getting this game.
Are you telling people to be Scrooges?
Be Scrooges to this person, this other person. What did you do this past 2 weeks, Cap? I know. We said a little bit about it on
playing
the show.
Playing video games.
Yeah, you've been playing some video
That's
games.
What I do.
Video games.
Playing Battlefield 4. Playing some World of Warcraft. Played a little bit of League of Legends, played some Dota 2, played my Pokemon.
You hold on, okay? So you were against Dota 2 because League was much better.
I like League better.
But you gave Dota 2 another chance.
Yeah, I played Dota 2 every now and then because my other friends like it.
Okay,
my friends, you know, Darby and Ben, they like playing Dota 2.
Dota 2 is Steam's like MOBA, right?
I think it is. Yeah, it's done by Valve, I believe.
Okay, so what's good and what's bad and why?
I mean, it's just like Dota. If you played Dota, the original one.
Isn't League just like Dota, though?
It's made by the same people, but a lot of the game mechanics are way different.
Okay.
They're way different.
So you just gave it another chance. It's not like giving it a chance. You're set on League of Legends, but you're playing it because
whenever my games want to play Dota, I'll play Dota. If they want to play League, I'll play League.
Whenever your games, whenever your friends.
Did I say games?
Yeah, whenever my games want to play Dota.
My games dictate my life.
This is the problem. When you play too many games, the games start to
take control.
They start to take the front. I ordered PS4. I talked about that a while back, but they finally sent it, so it's on its way. It's in the cloud right now. It's in a plane or a train or a boat.
Maybe a drone will drop it off.
One day, you know what? We did talk about this in the last show that didn't get aired.
Those are cool.
Amazon is doing this really cool thing where they are using drones, or they're trying to use drones, to drop off from a distribution center to your house and then fly back to the distribution center.
Still to get approved, right?
Right, yeah, I think the FCC still has to approve them, but I can only imagine like the vast quantities of things that get delivered from Amazon. Surely drone travel is not going to be its primary, you know, way of delivery right now.
It'd be crazy looking through the sky and all you see is drones.
It looks like it's like a swarm of drones, and people are worried about the NSA. I'd worry about Amazon. They're the one that control all these little quadricopter drones that. I wonder even what you know, people would be like, yeah, I'm ordering.
They have to be able to be mass produced. They can't be expensive to make because they have to know that these things will get lost. They will get destroyed very frequently. People are not nice.
Yeah.
And they'll be knocking them out of the sky.
Yes. Shooting them out the sky, especially down here in the South. They'll be shooting them out of the sky. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. I always thought maybe the drones would land. And then they'd have like a little LED panel that's like a frowny face, like, please help me. And you could pick the drone up and then deposit it at a drone repository or whatever, you know, and you get like $5. It's like aluminum cans. You just recycle the drones.
Then people would shoot down the drones just to get $5.
Okay, you can't shoot the drones down. You can pick them up. They have to be all in one piece. Shooting it, I guess, would destroy it.
Maybe
I don't know. I could see it being a liability, especially if you're like a drone's flying above a road and it falls on a car. Like, that's super bad. Like, how do you
I just don't like the fact that it seems like technology will stop advancing at one point because people are too stupid and too rude to allow technology to do its thing.
So you're saying this is why we can't have nice things?
That's why we can't have nice things. That's that sentiment in reality.
Yeah, I feel sort of the same way. I mean, I think we've come a long way. It's certainly video game wise. It's good to be a gamer right now.
Yes.
And technologically, it's really good to be a gamer because you got the Oculus Rift. You got all this really cool tech coming out. I don't order from Amazon. The things I order from Amazon aren't droneable. You can't drone carry unless you get like a ton of drones all connected with floss.
I guess you could, but I order.
You know, in bulk. I order so I don't have to go to Walmart. That's sort of...
Well, yeah, they just need three drones.
Three drones worth of... Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I assume they'd slice it up. Not slice it up. They would just cut
your stuff. Slice and dice all of my things.
They're just going to separate your packages and be droneable.
It'd be neat if they sent you drones and you could just use the drones. You could be like, what do you want? Come on, boys. Would Daddy want some eggs? Go get some eggs for Daddy.
Type in your order in the drone. It goes off to Amazon, picks stuff up for you.
Right, yeah. It brings it back. That'd be awesome. I think I would enjoy that. I know the CEO of Amazon was really... Or maybe it was a CTO. He was really excited about this drone thing. I hope it gets approved.
Me too. He sounds like a nice guy.
I mean, I can't imagine that this is going to work everywhere.
No.
Especially with like windy places, overly windy places. I imagine it's going to work in...
Overly wooded areas.
Overly wooded areas.
That's a problem.
Places where there's a lot of redneckery.
Pretty much anywhere that there's bad weather conditions a lot of the
time. Or bad people, yes.
I agree. Bad people.
So that is sort of what happened sort of last show. This past week, the VGX Awards, it's just called VGX, it's on Spike TV. Now, Spike TV, I don't know, I got mixed feelings about Spike TV because I feel like it's one of those bro
channels.
It's like a bro channel.
It's a bro channel.
Where you watch it, and no matter what you see on that channel, it's geared towards testosterone.
Bro, man.
Like,
power.
They show you, like, who would win, semi truck or bigger semi truck? They show you like shows that are super. I don't know. They're just.
Are you talking about the Ultimate Warrior show?
Maybe I'm talking about that war. Anyway, all I'm saying
Deadliest
is that
Warrior?
Spike TV is their MO is we show manly content for men because we're manly.
Normally, their shows are about fighting or destruction,
right.
Or high tech
explosions
crazy.
And.
Manly things.
VGX is their take on like the VGAs, I guess. It's a video game award
what does
the
X show. Stand for extreme
video
expo?
Game expo. Maybe I don't know
exhibition.
I think
they'd be more of an exhibition than an expo.
Yeah, that makes sense. It showed up. Now, and that's the voice. It's like welcome to Spike TV.
Spike TV
for men. This is a VGX. I mean, that's the – but no, seriously. Look, my sore throat's coming out like shouldn't have done that. It was a bad idea. I'm questioning my life choices. VGX was bad. It was really, really, really bad. In fact, you can YouTube VGX, and they've taken it off YouTube. It was so bad. Viacom or whoever owns it, it's like – you know, you get those little messages like, Viacom has taken it off. This content can't be online.
The user has taken the content down. User has made this content no longer available.
Yeah. It's not on YouTube. But it's on like Vimeo or something. They've hosted it somewhere else. Google for VGX is bad, and you will find VGX being bad. It is horrible. It's like they took people that have never played video games other than Madden or Halo, and they put them in charge of making a show about video game awards
that aren't Madden.
That aren't Madden and Halo. Yeah, I don't play Madden and I don't really play Halo, but I mean they're games. People enjoy them. They're definitely popular and they sell. They're profitable.
Money.
That's important. Fine, sure, but. You don't like make someone the host or hosts of a show where you have to deploy. You know, you have to show off games that aren't Madden and Halo, and
you don't know what you're talking about.
They
I see posts on Reddit all the time about news companies, especially just making mistakes on stuff like that.
Right, simple things for us, for gamers that know what they're talking about.
I saw a post that some news site said Blizzard just released their fifth expansion, Warlords of Draenor. This past fall, I'm like, they announced it.
They didn't release anything.
They haven't released anything.
It's a press release. It's a trailer.
So
it's a big deal too because like World of Warcraft is no, you know, you could laugh all you want about other games. You don't laugh about World of Warcraft. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. They make a lot of
money. I mean, that's more money than most people can actually imagine. If you look at $1 billion in $100 bills, you can't visualize it till you actually see it. That's something cool. Go Google $1 billion.
No, what you need to do, take $1 billion, open up Notepad. Right. All you have to do is write 100,000 and then write that 10 times. Copy and paste that 10 times, then copy and paste that 10 times. And then just scroll through how many sets of $100,000 you see. It is a lot. When you do that, I did that, crazy.
Yeah.
Delete one row, you just bought a Lamborghini, $1 million Lamborghini. Then you just scroll back through, you didn't even see the money. Like, the money's still
there. You don't even realize it's gone.
You don't even see the money disappearing.
Right. That's the,
so much money.
It's so crazy. But it's that mentality where you get something small like that's wrong, and it's not small. It isn't small at all, but you get it wrong, and it's so easy to get right. VGX, there were a ton of, there was Adam Sessler from G4, from Tech TV. He could just as easily, he's on Rev3 Games right now. You could easily, and maybe there's a contractual thing that prevents you from doing it. Maybe Viacom owned something that you can't, and they've got some weird whatever that you can't do that with. But that's fine. There's other people. There's Patrick Norton does not really do games. He does HD Nation. Patrick Norton would probably do a better job at any of the games than any of the guys that were there. There were these weird, they were talking over each other in the show, like it wasn't rehearsed. They couldn't read the teleprompter for some reason. They introduced one of the guys on stage, didn't introduce the other guy, and then the other guy was like, yeah, so I thought y'all were going to introduce me. I guess I'll introduce myself. Hi, my name's Blah, and I can't remember what his name was. But then they were like, oh, I thought you were going to do it. Oh, I thought you were going to do it. Ha, 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 we're bad at our jobs. Like, it was like that. It was really horrible. And it's not even so much bad about games. It's bad about presenting.
Right.
But I feel like, in a game, in a show that was, and I don't want to say it and seem like I think video games are super mega complicated.
What we're saying is our show experience points way better.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean,
way better.
If we're not going to get picked up on Spike TV, I'll guarantee you that. All I mean is that for. It seemed to be more of a presentation problem than a video game presentation problem.
Right.
And it was because the content is bigger content. It's not there's 150 yards run on that play, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying sports aren't complicated. Sports can get really, really complicated.
I think the issue is the people who are trying to do this and present this don't care about video games.
One blogger had said that the gamers cared about video games more than the show cared about video games. And that's the worst thing is whenever you have someone like and this is coming from us who we talk about video games. We're not experts on anything. We're just gamers. We just play games just like you. And we have our opinions, and we may have you may have more League of Legends experience and WoW experience. I have more
Eve
experience or other types of games experience. It just boils down to. When you are adamant about something, when you're really a nerd or you're geek and you love something as much as
you want to know about it.
Yeah. You
want to look stuff up about it.
You want to go places. You want to meet other people that love it like you do. And Will Wheaton has an awesome blog, and we could play it, but it's kind of long. Will Wheaton says that, being a nerd, being a geek, that's what's good about being a nerd and a geek. It's finding some people that love things the way you love them as much as you love them, so much that you want to be around them. You want to seek them out. You want to talk to them. You want to look at Reddit posts, and you want to look at blog posts, and you want to look at YouTube videos about this stuff. And it just seems like there was no substance in VGX. There was more substance in, I don't know, I could watch it SportsCenter, and I can get more out of it for video games for me than watching VGX that I got from watching VGX as a gamer. And I don't do sports very well. So, I mean, I don't know. That's my two cents on it. We're going to cut to some songs real quick. Now, because I'm sick and we're down a bear, we're going to do an extra song every segment. That'll kind of help fill in some of the time and curb the loneliness I feel from my buddy Redbone. We got Geek vs. Nerds by Red and Link, Power User by MC Frontalot, and Super Player by Jace Hall. Haven't played that in a while. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Cap.
And this is Experience Points.
What do you think you're doing, nerd?
Did you just call me a nerd? Geek?
Yeah, nerd.
Yes, I am a nerd, Bookworm, I'm Studio.
They call me Super Player.
Whoa, Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Cap.
And Red Bear, like we said before, isn't here, but he's here in spirit.
Hibernation.
That was Geeks vs. Nerds by Rhett and Link, Power User by MC Frontalot, and Super Player by Jace Hall. All fantastic songs. Haven't played some of those in a while. Let's go ahead and talk about what we've actually been doing this past week, and I guess the previous week. We've been playing some Battlefield 4.
Yep.
And Battlefield 4, as we stated a couple shows back, it wasn't ready. It just wasn't. And over the last 2 weeks, we've been experiencing a lot of that. But
yeah, we experienced a lot of crashes.
A whole bunch of crashes.
I experienced mostly just crashes. All my game videos crashed.
Getting kicked out of the game, stats not updating, stats getting zeroed out. Though in some cases, I guess stats getting zeroed out isn't such a bad thing. Premium users can actually reset their stats, which is really cool. So if you die a bunch, or if you kill, if your accuracy is really bad because you're learning the game, and you unlock a bunch of stuff, you can reset your stats and pretty much have like better stats because of that. You keep all your unlocks, but reset all your numerical stats. So, but yeah, the problems with the game. Go ahead, it's ridiculous.
I've mostly been having a lot of crashes. Some of my other friends have. One friend actually had a blue screen.
Nice. I know during an update, during and one of the update processes, it actually removed my D drive from my computer.
Really?
Yeah, the game is installed on a separate drive. It removed it completely. I had to restart my machine.
That's right. I remember.
It's done that twice.
You. Yeah, you've had a lot of issues just connecting to the games. I actually haven't had a lot of issues or any connecting to the game.
Right.
But I'll be playing the game for a little bit, and then after a while, it'll crash.
I know.
It'll stop responding.
They've had two big patches, I think almost 2 gigs worth of patches in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And it's fixed some of it.
I have had no issues.
I
haven't had any more issues.
I've had minimal issues. I think it went from crashing probably once every two or three games to crashing once every set of games, and I'll play 3 or 4 or 5 games at once.
The only issues I now have is that I'm not very good with a sniper rifle.
Now you just have a talent problem. I will say this, you know, Battlefield 4, and again, I've always played Battlefield more than Call of Duty. I don't know why. I don't really have a good reason.
I like the bigger map.
Maps are good, but I didn't know Call of Duty didn't have that good of maps. I've never really played Call of Duty
I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare when it first came out. I used to play that game.
I did play that.
So much.
I did play that on PS3.
So much. All night.
I know they had the challenge modes where it would be like, it would send 4 or 5 juggernauts at you and you'd have no ammo.
We did that together.
Yeah.
We did that together.
It's definitely, that was fun. Really, really fun. Then they started, I got Black Ops thinking it was going to be cool, and then it was really just a competition with Battlefield Vietnam, Battlefield 2 Vietnam, or Bad Company or whatever. So I don't know why I picked Battlefield 4, but I really enjoy
the gameplay of it, and I saw the maps and all the vehicles, which I'm not big on vehicles. You were big on the vehicles.
I love me some vehicles.
The helicopters and stuff like that.
I like being able to.
All that.
I feel like there's a trick, and people don't use the trick. They try and fly. Some of you are like, you should have a joystick ready to go for when you get into one of the jets or the helicopters. And I'm like, or you could just use the keyboard. You know, the keyboard, like, maybe most people don't know this, but whenever you go into a jet or whatever, don't use the mouse. If you're bad at it, don't use the mouse. Instead, keep one hand, keep your left hand in their WASDA. And so you can manipulate the throttle and your rudder control, and you can get your afterburners using shift. And then you could also hit like your, whether it's, I don't know, chafe or fire extinguisher, whatever you have as your emergency. Use your right hand on your arrow keys, not the number pad, your actual arrow keys. That will allow you to control your pitch and your yaw, and or your pitch and your roll. And that's really, really awesome. It's so intuitive once you get used to that. And I used to play Descent like that. Descent, Free Space 1 and 2, those 6 Degree of Freedom's Freedom games. Really, really, really awesome. Battlefield 4 is working really great for me now. Got premium. Seems to be a good thing to do. I think we're doing an event. Either the event's happening right now or it happened yesterday. I can't remember. But it's going on really soon. Battlefield 4 looking fantastic. So if you haven't bought it and you're looking for something to buy for Christmas or something to be bought for Christmas, Battlefield 4, if you can play it. And you know, Cap and I, we have monster rigs. We have really, really good computers. You know, our lowest, I mean, your graphics card's a 500 series graphics card, but it's like a $400 500 series graphics card. It's still a really good graphics card.
That's
you
nice.
Could pull it. You could pull 60 frames easy on max settings. So, You know, you don't have to have that, though, to play Battlefield 4. It does scale. It does scale down. You could do the same with, you know, a $200 card. Or even you could even do embedded, I think, on some. Probably. Depends. So that's really good. Kind of keep with new games that we're playing. I've been playing some Starbound.
I've seen it.
Starbound is really, really awesome. It's sort of like a space Terraria.
Terraria in space.
Terraria in space.
What it looks like. Whenever I first loaded it up looking at a video of it, all I could think of was, oh, well, the stream said Starbound. Is this guy just playing Terraria? I just didn't notice.
With a texture pack?
Oh, wait.
A slightly different texture pack?
Oh, wait, no, this is Starbound. He teleported to a spaceship.
Yeah. Starbound does look a lot like Terraria. And you know what? There's no... I feel people are like they ripped off Terraria with the look and feel. You know,
maybe they did.
That's how, if you really want to get technical, well, Terraria ripped off Super Mario Brothers. You know, they...
Well, Terraria ripped off Minecraft. Terraria said themselves, we got our idea from Minecraft.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's not like Minecraft has cornered the market and patented
right.
2D, you know, 2D or 8-bit or, you know, retro look.
Right, I'm just saying, they admitted that, yes, we took a lot of our ideas
from
Minecraft.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a problem. Right. I mean, you know, those games can
totally... Starbound hasn't done that,
Those things can totally coexist. Together and Starbound and Terraria can coexist together because Terraria may decide to implement some of the features from Starbound, and yeah, we may get a Terraria and Starbound are virtually the same game type of mentality, and that's always annoying. That's always crazy and annoying whenever you get, which game should I play? Well, it's whatever your friends are playing, really, because you know you don't have to like either game. If your friends are playing this one and you're stuck between those two games, get the ones your friends are playing.
Dota and League.
Well, exactly, Dota and League. They play very similarly. There's these differences and there are these preferences. If your friends are playing one of them, then you play that one. And, you know, when we say, like, Terraria and Starbound, it's not like these games are $50 each. These games are $5. I think Terraria regularly goes on sale for, like, $2.50.
Starbound's, like, $15.
Starbound is $15, and it's not even finished yet. It's an in-progress greenlit game, so, or an early access game. I picked it up. I've got probably like 5 or 6 hours into it. It is a much larger install than Terraria. Terraria is like a 300 megabyte install. This is a 1.3 gig install for Starbound. Very, very cool. General premise is early story. You're in a spaceship. Your spaceship runs out of fuel. You have different races that have different buffs or different characteristics. I feel like they're going to implement more with that as time goes on because it's sort of lackluster right now. You teleport down. You have a medium, a matter manipulator, which is sort of like a gun that allows you to chop down trees, harvest minerals or whatever, albeit slowly. It isn't as good as using like a pickaxe or a hatchet or something. But you can destroy anything with it and build anything with it, and you can do it at a distance. So you don't need to be right up next to it. You actually have this little cutter beam that shoots out and does it, which is pretty cool. Same with placing torches or lanterns.
Yeah, I noticed that some guy had a little device that had a string on the end of it, and the string kind of magicked torches
and
around.
That's the matter manipulator.
Like, that's useful.
It's really, really useful. And you could upgrade it because a big thing in Terraria, if we're going to compare the two, a big thing in Terraria, you had a one-by-one block that you could mine and edit and kill and do whatever. In Starbound, you start with a 2x2 matter manipulator, and then when you get a pickaxe, you get a 3x3 pickaxe and a 3x3.
That's what caught my eye, and I was like, I want that.
It's really cool because sometimes you want to mine straight down. So what we actually did is we stacked two people on top of each other in Terraria, and you pick the left block and I'll pick the right block, and we'll both just hit the blocks and we'll kind of like scale, you know, elevator down
together.
Together, but it's like team building exercises. But in Starbound, you can just do that with your one guy.
Or we could do it with two people and just go down even faster.
Or we could do it even faster. The blocks do retain health. So it's like whenever you're...
I noticed that. I saw that.
Whenever
like cracking stuff.
In Minecraft, whenever you're hitting a block or punching a block... When you look back instantly, if you stop hitting it for a second, it's back to full health. So in Starbound...
Terraria has the same thing with the block health.
Right, right. And
it's
now...
It's not as noticeable.
Yeah, I feel
it's very hard to see.
I feel like there's
see
like there's two states. There's full health, almost broken, I guess three health, and then broken. So it's like you get a 50% or more type of indicator. This one's got like 4 or 5 different indicators
for
block
cracking.
Right. It isn't on the same one world theory that Terraria is going with.
No, quite the contrary.
Quite the contrary. There is a 1 million by 1 million coordinate map. And this 1 million by 1 million coordinate map, I don't know how to do that math. I assume it's some very complicated multiplication. 1 million by 1 million, each coordinate pair is another world. So,
what?
So
each point on the map is another world.
Right. Each point on the map is another world.
So 1 million times 1 million worlds.
Right. Go ahead and do that math, Cap. While he's doing that math, I'm going to go ahead.
I mean, it's easy math.
What is it?
It's four sets of three, 12 zeros.
Go ahead and open up Notepad.
So,
and write 100,000.
Let me look at the number. Hold on. I'm going to look at the number.
So while he's looking up the number, so the idea is that you this is a single player and a multiplayer part of the game. You can get a multiplayer server up, and you can invite people to your spaceship, and they can be on the world that you're on. You can fly to space. You can fly to different worlds together. But in single player, you can also, like, say you go to the coordinates like 1024 by 512. You go to this special coordinate, and it's like, you know, whatever. It's a world. You go down and you find this really cool chest, or this really cool, because there's random chest or high technology. You can then give those coordinates to your friends and be like, go check out this world. It's really awesome. It has a statue of Krogan. It's got really cool stuff. You go there, there's the same statue. So the world is there in everyone's instance.
I enjoy those computer science numbers you pulled out.
Yeah, I know, right? 1 gig by half a gig. But yeah, Starbound's definitely got some exploration cornered. I hated the fact that once you have Terraria, like, oh yeah, I picked a large world, and then we discovered everything in it, and then we killed everything, and now the game's over.
Yeah.
But what's that number, Cap?
1 trillion.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That was way easier than I thought.
It is. I told you 12 zeros, 1 trillion. I just couldn't visualize.
Sorry, all the math people out there.
I had to visualize it.
Throwing that back at
us. I couldn't stop talking. I can't talk and visualize at the same time.
Right. So, yeah, Starbound, I've been playing it. I've been enjoying it. If you, again, I feel like we should have a, let's do that gift game segment idea real quick, because Starbound is definitely going to be one of those games.
I know that by the map system.
Yeah, the map system's really cool. I guess the UI is really great. It's really, really great. So
speaking of these types of games with the Minecraft and the Terraria and Starbound, I think we need to work on the Experience Points Minecraft server and start hosting events. I saw something on YouTube, special map, special game mode you can download. Hunger Games Survival Minecraft.
Yeah, I saw that.
I want to play this.
The Hunger Games is very popular. In fact, you recently saw...
I saw the second one, Catching Fire.
How was that?
Much better than the first one. Okay, so in my experience, I liked both of them.
Right.
From someone who's read the books, they said the first one left out a lot of details, and they kind of jumped around. You didn't really know what's going on. Second one has a new director.
Okay.
And people say they're much better for the books.
I hate to say this, but I'm glad there are only four books.
There are three books.
There are only three books? That's even better. I'm
third,
glad.
The third book is being split into two movies.
Of course. Why not? Because everyone's doing that now.
Harry Potter, Twilight, everybody.
I'm happy that – because I don't think I could have done it if Twilight was seven books or eight books long like Harry Potter was. Likewise, I feel like – not that I like Twilight. He's giving me this funny look.
I mean, that's what you're insinuating.
No. So I look at Harry Potter. I grew up watching and reading Harry Potter, and Harry Potter is a very good in-depth series. But I feel like, I don't know, because it's such a long series of books, there's so many things that have to work out just right to make the movie experience a similar type of experience. Like, Dumbledore died before Snape killed him, and they had to find a replacement actor. They could have easily lost Daniel Radcliffe or Hermione Granger, you know, any of the Daniel Radcliffe or Emma Watson, is that her name? They could have lost any of those characters. And how are you going to say if Harry Potter's guy died? How would you do that? How would you replace that?
Easy CGI.
I mean, for six. What if he died after the fourth movie? For four more movies, would you? Or five more movies, would you replace him with CGI? I mean,
listen, I'm not a director, all right?
All I'm saying,
or a producer,
all I'm saying,
or
is
make the decisions.
The problem is with long books. And again, I don't think when
I see your point of view.
When what's her face wrote the books. I don't think when J.J. Abrams wrote these books, they J.K. Rowling, when J.J. Abrams, anyway, whenever these books were being written, I'm sure that maybe the original intent wasn't, they're going to make movies out of this one day. I should totally keep it short so the actors don't die. I get that. I understand. That's not what everyone thinks, but I'm glad that they, because again, it's a universe. It is a Harry Potter universe, so, but good. It's good to know that Catching Fire wasn't... not that I haven't seen the first one.
I liked it.
What was the first one called? Hunger Games?
Hunger Games.
Oh, it's just Hunger Games? Okay, yeah. So I haven't seen the first one.
The second book is called Catching Fire.
Oh.
And the third book is called Mockingjay or whatever. But they prepend The Hunger Games, colon, in front, so that people
know.
This is why we can't have nice things.
The dumb people.
Because you couldn't just figure it out yourself.
Right.
So people know, it is a
series. It's got the same logo.
Otherwise, you'll think Ender's Game is a continuation.
right. It's the last one. Ender's Game is the last Hunger Game.
End of the game. No, it's not.
Well, yeah, we are going to work on the Minecraft server again. From an experience points standpoint, right now we are
just make servers.
We're kind of
play lots of servers. We could do Battlefield 4 server. You can host your own server for Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I mean,
do one of those. We can do Minecraft, Terraria.
We'll go ahead and take a poll on the website and go ahead and ask you what you would want to play, because I would love to host. I don't know. Maybe is Outlast isn't multiplayer, is it? Because
I don't want to play that scary game.
You don't play Outlast.
I'll play that terrifying game.
Let's go ahead and do the gift game segment real quick. So
gift game segment.
We need to work on theme music. So League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm. You spoke about Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm. Blizzard's MOBA.
What does MOBA stand for? Massively Online Battle Arena.
I think it is Massively Online Battle Arena.
Okay,
I knew that.
Just now.
Breaks or pauses.
So Heroes.
I knew that one.
Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm is Blizzard's MOBA. They're coming out with it. It looks they've already shown some gameplay videos.
Right.
You can sign up for the beta. It's available along with the Hearthstone beta. Hearthstone side note. Hearthstone will be coming out of closed beta into open beta shortly. It should be. They said before the end of the year. The year's almost up. So
yeah,
that should be opening pretty soon.
They've got a couple more weeks.
Those are some free game alternatives if you want to play some free games. Yep. Heroes of the Storm looks a little bit, in my opinion, it looks like Dota 2 art-wise.
All right.
I've been told from people who are more into it, who are looking into it more, that it will not play like Dota.
It'll play like League?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No one knows.
From
what I see, it has more game modes out of the box. So Dota has, you're on the Dota map. Dota only has one game mode that I know of. It's the 5v5 on their map.
Right. League so has that's the 5v5. That's the original League.
That's the original.
Mode.
League has 5v5 on the map, but it also has a 3v3 mode, and it has that new all random, all mid 1v1, well, 5v5 single lane mode. Heroes of the Storm looks like it's going to have three or four completely different stylized game modes. Because it's Blizzard.
That's interesting.
So
yeah,
it's like, wow. It's their entire universes, Diablo, StarCraft,
they could bring in anything
World of Warcraft, they're bringing
in
all the characters.
They could bring tech,
so
no tech, fantasy.
They're bringing all these kind of different game modes. Like, if you play WoW, whenever they release Battlegrounds, they have all these different, this is a Capture the Flag, this is a Control the Resource, this is a combo.
Right, King of the Hill.
This is some other one. It looks like they're going to have, like, three or four different types of game modes on three or four different types of maps.
Okay, so that's good. So I imagine there's going to be some similarity, but then there's going to be a lot of variety, which is good.
And the hardest decision is going to be is, who am I going to play as?
Garrosh.
I want to play Illidan.
Well, yeah, Illidan.
I love BC so
Illidan,
much. I want to play Illidan.
So awesome.
Is he going to be a good character for me?
Probably
Should
not.
Should I play Diablo?
So League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, and then Dota 2, all free games.
All free.
And they're all relatively the same. Again, Heroes of the Storm isn't out yet, but it will be. Those are really gift game ideas. These are just ideas to maybe if you need to save some money, play these games because they're free.
Introduce your friends to the games and play with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's nothing cheaper than free unless they're giving you money. So World of Warcraft is actually really cheap to play now. Or at least it's cheap to get into.
Is it cheap?
$5 for the regular battle chest, and then $15 with Mist of Pandaria.
Yeah, I think they did. They add Kata to the battle chest.
I believe so. Yes.
I think they added Kata to the battle chest.
Battle chest is in -1. They're the topmost expansion. Mm-hmm. That's still purchasable separately, but everything else is included in the battle chest.
I think when Draenor comes out, they're gonna roll everything except for Draenor into the battle chest.
They probably will. I don't know why you would. I think you should require people to sort of upgrade, or you should – I don't know. You've made your money. You've made your money on Mist of Pandaria. Go ahead and just include it. Don't even have the – we got Burning Crusade. Yeah, that was a thing. Fine, done. Now, then we had Wrath of the Lich King. Okay, that was a thing. Then fine, done. And then Cataclysm. Okay, fine, done. Now we're going to finish off with Mist of Pandaria. It's
just throw in the battle chest.
Just throw in the battle chest, and don't even say you're upgrading from here to there. Just make it that's the game now. The game is Mist of Pandaria era. You can't
Mist
go
of Pandaria era.
Yeah, like that's you can't go back. Well, you can't play the game at battle. What do you call it? What am I trying to say? At Burning Crusade. You can't play Burning Crusade version WoW anymore. You had to update most of the content from Wrath and Kata and Mist in order to exist in the same area as those players from those other expansions. So just don't even say that that's an expansion anymore. Just go ahead and update everyone. You know, that's the game now.
But yeah, all the way up to Mist, which is the current one, it should be for another half year. I think little teaser leaker is we're going to shoot for
September.
September, like mid.
Like during the summer?
Summer. Okay. Of next year, 2014. So
it's practically this year now. We've got six months left. We're 6 months away.
So about 6 months away, they're going to do that.
That's $15.
Currently, $15 for all the games. And then when you purchase the game and start playing, I think you have to buy a month,
which is
$15.
Right. But you get a month.
But you get a month when you activate your account for the first time. So $30, 2 months of World of Warcraft, you pretty much just bought a used game.
Yep. And that's, I mean, I don't know. It's the largest MMO out there right now. It's certainly one of the most frequently or the frequently most played game out there. If you're interested at all, you know, you can level up to 20 online for free without buying anything. Go online, download the stuff, and then if you like it, if you want to continue to play it, go ahead and get it.
And
so,
then just go pay $15 for 70 more levels.
Yep, 70 more levels, and they're about to increase it even more.
Another 10.
Starbound, $15, and this is an early access game. I feel sort of conflicted about early access because you're in, and I did the same thing with Prison Architect. You get into the game early, and it's still in development, and you can see all the sweet, cool changes they're making, and you can affect change. If your voice is loud enough, you can say, I think this is cool, I think this is nice, you should add this to the game. And there's a good chance that the developers will listen to the majority and say, we should add that to the game. You don't like the way that is? Well, it's free feedback. I mean, they're getting paid to get to listen to this feedback. So that's something really cool. But there's also that like annoying moments. Like I was playing Starbound yesterday. I created my awesome superhuman. Well, he's not superhuman. He's a superhuman. His name's Brock Tuesday. Brock Tuesday, my character. He's a super awesome guy. Brock Tuesday got deleted because whenever Starbound got updated, the save files are incompatible now. So I had to make Brock Tuesday too, like Brock Thursday or something, and you know, start him all over again. I'm way better at the game now. You know, I get past all the easy introductory little quest things, but you know, so that's a downside. Is like you will hit some road bumps. You will get affected by the updates. Minecraft was the world's worst about it because the different map formats meant that all your creations and everything would get lost every time you updated.
Done.
You would play with an old version of Minecraft until they found out how to port little sections of the map to the new maps. So you didn't have to rebuild everything, which is kind of, I don't know, that's sort of insane. Like, why wouldn't you want to build something again? That's the point of the game. You're playing the game. Pokemon XY, you recommended this one.
I like them.
They're $40, fun. Pokemon X or Pokemon Y, $80 for both, or probably like $75 for both when you get down to it. Describe us a little bit about Pokemon X and
Pokemon.
Y. Pokemon.
Pokemon. Pokemon has been around for a long time. It's that a typical turn-based strategy game. But it's like a simplified Final Fantasy.
You said like a baby Final Fantasy.
That's what I said. Something like that. I don't like Final Fantasy. I never really got into it.
You don't like turn-based.
I don't like turn-based, but I like Pokemon.
But you don't like but is it Final Fantasy's style or is it just you don't like turn-based but you like Pokemon?
I'm not a big fan of turn-based games, I think the complexity of the games lends itself to me not liking them because Final Fantasy is turn-based for most of their games, and they're really complex. Oh, do I want to attack? Do I want to use this kind of move? Do I want to use this kind of move? I got all these guys doing all this stuff all at the same time, all these items and the summons.
So it's something like overwhelming.
Crazy tree, and I don't really care to do all this stuff. The only Final Fantasy game I've liked, Chrono Trigger.
That's not really a Final Fantasy game.
Well, it came packaged with Final Fantasy. Is why
that's a SquareSoft game. But back when SquareSoft, before SquareSoft was Square Enix,
right?
But
it came packaged with. I have the package with the Final Fantasy VII. That I think.
It was Final Fantasy.
What was it?
Six.
It was one of those. Whatever. I didn't play that game.
Final Fantasy IX. It was Final Fantasy IX.
But that's kind of the style that Final Fantasy is. I have all these characters all fighting at the same time.
Yeah, it's a turn-based game. It's a tried and true formula. You know,
but it was simple.
Yeah.
You had your moves.
Right. You had, these are the moves. These are the moves.
Like Pokemon, four moves.
Yep.
Simple.
But there's a lot of community behind it, too. It's not just about the game. It's about the metagame, I think, because you could trade, you could swap, you could battle.
All the trading, all the battling and everything. And with the new version of Pokemon X and Y, the new one, they've made that a lot easier. When I was little, I played Pokemon by myself. Didn't really have anyone else to play Pokemon with. So all these trades, I could never trade Pokemon with anybody unless they had the in-game trades. Those are the best.
Right.
If I found an NPC that wanted to trade, I don't care what you give me. I want to trade. Give me something.
Just because cool. you wanted to trade it's no cool. matter what.
Well, now they had the Wonder Trade system.
Okay.
Where you just offer up some Pokemon to Wonder Trade. They find someone in the world, and then y'all trade.
Doesn't matter
There's
what
no
you
communication.
Trade.
Nope. You don't know what you're getting. They don't know what you're giving.
Nice. Okay.
I have been screwed by this system.
Have you won anything?
I have gotten some cool stuff, though.
Oh, okay. I'm like, are you only getting screwed by this system?
I've gotten some awesome stuff.
Well, good.
I've gotten Pokemon whose names are in Japanese.
Okay.
I've traded with people in Japan, New York, California, Florida.
You get around.
Get around.
$35, awesome. $40 for Pokemon X or Y. Definitely cool if you have the handheld for it. For the PlayStation, again, that was all PCs and then the 3DS.
Oh, yeah. With the 3DS and the Pokemon game, it's super easy. You just trade your friend codes. Your DSs get linked. And you can, like, battle and trade. I've traded with Darby.
Right.
Over the internet, and we were in Skype talking about it, just kind of showing off Pokemon stuff. It's super easy. You know, nice. There's no more like link cable. Oh, well, when they got rid of the link cable, they're like, no more link cable. You just have to be within 5 feet of them.
Right. Kind of an annoying.
Just point your things
your
together.
Your IR.
Let them touch a little bit, and it might sort of work.
It'll never work. Well, that's good. It's good that Nintendo's sort of like gotten this. Online, it's good.
I'm digging it.
All right, good. So that's $40 if you have a DS or 3DS or you have someone that has that and you want to buy a game for them. PS3 and PS Vita side, the best game that I can kind of recommend isn't even a game. It's just a service. Get them PlayStation Plus. If you don't own it, $50 a year. I think it's $10 a month. You want to get the year one if you can. You'll save a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. It's like... they allow you to extend your warranty. They give you an instant game collection of, I think, 13 PS3 games and 8. I could be wrong about that number, but 8 PS Vita games. They are doing some stuff with PS4s now, too, but until we get the PS4, I will not know what that is. I think Rezogun and maybe a Blackburn or Blacklight or whatever. PS3, PS Vita shares the same PS Plus account. Go ahead and check that out. Also, Prison Architect. Can't stress that enough. On the PS3, we've been playing a game called Ibn Ob.
Oh, that game was so much fun.
Ibn Ob, I got that for free through PlayStation Plus because I'm a member. Ibn Ob is a two-person, really awesome, flat platformer that makes use of negative space. So there's like, imagine a line, you know, dividing the screen equally. Below the line, gravity is inverted, and above the line, gravity is normal. So now the line moves. So everything below is inverted, and everything above is normal, and there's enemies.
It's a big puzzle game.
It's a big puzzle game. It uses some really cool,
so much fun.
Some really cool like gravity physics that you can throw your
really
character around.
And stuff.
Really great.
PS3, though, game I would recommend. I've read a lot about it. Heard it's amazing. The Last of Us.
Last of Us is a really good game. You just got to watch it for its age rating. Depends on who you're buying it for. If you're buying it for yourself and you're of age, Last of Us is a fantastic game. Same thing with the Beyond Two Souls. It's a different type of game. It's more like an interactive movie, but it is a really good experience. So, you know, look out for those. For other game sales that we may not be aware of right now, always check out Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle's doing a lot. They're always doing these collections. It's a good way to get a lot of the older games that you may have missed out on because they were too expensive.
For cheap.
You can get a lot of them for cheap.
And there's no price requirement. I think there's like a minimum price, but it's always really low.
It's always like 15 cents.
It's like a donation system.
Yes, it works for Child's
you
Play,
can donate,
charity.
And then you pick to see – you can actually use
select.
Sliders to see what game developers get the majority of your
right.
amount you're paying.
Right, and they do have a thing where if you beat the average, you get two or three premium titles. So, you know, I've gotten...
Yeah, it was usually pretty low.
Yeah, they're like $5, and you're already getting five games for whatever you're paying. If you pay $5.01, you get two more really good games. I actually got Dead Space 3 for $5.15, along with all the other Dead Spaces and all of this and all of that. So, really, really cool. definitely check out Humble Bundle. Steam always does sales, daily sales,
they just
weekly
had some
sales.
For a Cyber Black Friday, Monday.
Yep, they just week, did. They just did a Cyber Thursday Turkey Day sale. I imagine they'll do a summer or a winter sale,
of course, for Christmas.
For Christmas, will. Gabe Newell is really he's gotten this down to a science. We expect it, and you know what? They're making so much money, they don't have a problem doing it. So definitely look at that. Green Man Gaming is likewise, just like Humble Bundle or Steam sales, a lot of the Green Man Gaming sales will be compatible with Steam. You'll be able to actually activate any of those downloads on Steam using your activation code.
Yeah,
so that's really cool.
They give you Steam codes.
Yeah, Steam codes are awesome. I love that distribution network. Not so compatible with Steam sometimes. Gamefly will allow you to do the same thing. Again, sometimes it won't work on Steam. Most of the time it will tell you if it does, though. So go ahead and look out for Gamefly. I know they have a lot of under $15. Gamefly is sort of the Netflix of video games. It allows you to rent video games and they send it to you. Maybe it's not so, I don't know, prescient now. Maybe it's not such a big deal now. But back in the day, Gamefly was the thing. It was a way to go. We're going to go ahead and talk, shift a little bit to hardware because those are games, and games are all fine and well and dandy, but we need to look at some hardware. Now, we have some hardware. We
get gifts, too.
We've gotten gifts as hardware, or hardware as gifts, rather, and we both – let's start with headsets. What's your favorite type of headset, Cap?
The headset I'm using currently is the Logitech G930. It is wireless.
Is that a 5.1, 7.1?
7.1.
Nice. Nice.
It's 7.1. Wireless. It's got a little dongle receptacle that you can plug in for charging and stuff. Super easy. Super easy to use. The microphone flips up and does auto muting.
Nice.
Which I really like. The volume control. I hate headsets that have the volume control on the wire. That's one wireless. So it's
right.
Awesome. So, you know, on the wired ones, you have like the wire goes down and at the bottom. There's like a little clip.
Yep.
And it has like the mute button on
it's
there.
It's like a voice, there's, a Vox like.
Yeah, there's
box.
There's that mute switch, and then there's a little scroller for volume.
And typically, there's four or five scrollers for the different like speaker levels in each ear.
Right. So on the G930, the scroller is on the side, the left side is actually wide. It's almost like you took a Tootsie Roll,
right?
Put on the side of your headset, and you can scroll that.
Nice.
So it's not it's not like a little disc.
I see.
It's like a whole thing. I use two fingers to scroll up and down, kind of adjust the level, and then the auto muter, and then it has buttons and stuff. It has a mute button on the side if you don't want to tip your mic up to mute. There's a mute button on the side, and then it has like three or four buttons, and it does voice changing. The whole thing itself does voice changer.
Nice. So you don't have to rely on your software to do it.
No,
it does internally.
Itself.
Very cool.
Really nice headset.
I have a Turtle Beach Z6A, and it's not as good because there's a lot of features I wish this had. It's not wireless. I didn't want it to be. I hate batteries and changing them, but Z6A, so I think it's 5.1, not 7.1.
Well, the Logitech has no batteries.
So
no batteries at all.
So how does it – I mean, it's internal then. Well, I mean, so eventually those batteries will die. Eventually those batteries will be
charging.
Bad. Right, but I mean, eventually the batteries will go bad. Batteries just go bad after a long time.
I don't know if it's really a batteries or if it's just, I mean,
it's got to be a battery. It's power. It's power. That's well, yeah, power pack battery. It's the same thing. I didn't want something like an iPhone. After a while, and again, like the iPhone screen will break before the battery breaks. You know, I'm sure the headphones will snap in half before the battery goes bad. I didn't want to deal with it at all, though. I didn't want the extra weight. I had tried some on back when I was looking at them. I did not try on the 930. So I went with the Z6A. It was really, really good. Got it for a pretty good price. I think I got it for like $45 and brand new. 5.1, it's wired. It's got, those controls, all those controls you were hating on. It's got all those controls. I don't really seem to have much of a problem with it, though. The coolest thing is that there is a quick disconnect, so it's not wireless, but if you needed to get up, you could just quick disconnect, leave the controller on the on the desk or wherever. You can take the headphones off, and when you lay them down, like you know how you put them around your neck sort of, the headphones actually fold in towards you, so they go flat.
Yeah, so is the 930.
So yeah, those are really that's really that convenient. I don't think it does auto muting, though, because I frequently put that up, and I just mute it manually. So those are our headsets. Keyboard. What do you use for keyboard?
I haven't looked at it in a while. I can't really. I don't really look at.
It's like a Black Widow or something.
I think it's a Black Widow. What the name is? Razer Black Widow mechanical.
Right.
Super nice.
Yep. So the mechanical is. It's got the cherry keys. That clicks. Lots of clicking. You can definitely tell when you're doing something. I have an Eclipse, Cytec Eclipse 2. It's before the Cyborg series, it's got a backlight. I mean, it's not mechanical at all. I'm looking at replacing it. So
I really like the Black Widow. It's also backlit. Yeah. Several settings for the degree of lighting.
Yep. Does it change colors or is it just – see, I'm a big fan of changing color.
I really like the changing colors.
Yeah.
I think the current ones are green. The one I have is blue. I have one of the older ones. It does have a gaming mode where you hit a function, hit the gaming mode, and that disables the Windows key.
Nice. So very you don't useful. Accidentally hit the Windows key and brings out of the game.
I've done that way too many times.
Nice. So that's good. As a gamer, I can respect that.
And then it has the macros. It has macro buttons on the side, I think M1 through M5.
Nice. So
change keyboard layouts.
Okay.
So you can like hit him one. I'm in this game's keyboard layout that I've
you've tweaked and
all
specialized
keybinds and macros and stuff. And then M2 is a different set.
Nice. So you have like your first person shooter keyboard, and you have your your Battlefield 4.
I don't use it because I don't do any complicated macros for anything other than WoW. I do all that in game.
Right.
I don't do anything with the keyboard itself, but it's cool to have the options.
What about your mouse?
Razer again, Razer Mamba.
Nice. I actually have the Naga. It's not wireless. The Mamba is wireless, isn't it?
Yes, it has the ability to be. It does both.
Oh, okay, so it's like the headset sort of. You can plug it in and use it, or you can take it out and charge it. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's really nice.
What does the Mamba have on it?
Nothing.
Wow, it doesn't have anything.
Well, I mean, it has buttons.
Barely a mouse.
It's got left and right scroll wheel, and then it has the back and forth side buttons.
Okay, so it's a 5-button mouse.
Right.
It's just the feel. It's got a good weight. It's
a good weight. It's
good, good DPI
for my hand, and it has has a slight thumb incave.
Nice.
That I like. Nice. I like those. And the Naga doesn't have that.
No.
The Naga kind of bulges out for your thumb because it has all those buttons.
Yeah, the Naga's got
which is really useful.
Naga's got, I think, 12 buttons on the side. Like where your thumb normally would sit, it's got 12 buttons,
mm-hmm.
Which is really good.
Which is really cool for hotkeys and like MMOs.
It's really good. I think it's really good for any,
I like it.
For any game. Like I've bound those to like grenade buttons and
I
everything.
I like that. I wish I had a mouse that was comfortable. I wish the Naga was more comfortable.
The
Naga, to me, is too fat and short.
They do have another mouse out there that is it's a Razer mouse. Can't remember the name of it, but they have 5 buttons on it, and they're bigger buttons. And
it's got a hex shape.
Yeah, it's contoured like the Mamba, but it's got buttons like the Naga. So that may be the perfect sort of blended mouse. That's our hardware review. If you like what we said, go ahead and buy some of that hardware for some people you love, even
or
if it's yourself. You know what? I'll probably buy a keyboard for myself. I'm not gonna lie. Always look at those sales though, because monitors. There's a lot of things we didn't cover. Go ahead and look at those sales though. We are out of time. We're gonna end the night with 3 songs: "Make It Bund" by Skrillex and Damian Marley off of Far Cry 3 soundtrack, "Tutorial Lab Remix" by George and Jonathan, and "Dayman Step" by Joe Man. Before we head out, what's the website, Cap?
ExpPoints.com. ExpPPoints.com. Double tap the P.
I always worry that when we say things twice like that, they're like ExpPoints.com, ExpPoints.com. Enter
it in
and
twice.
It won't work.
Whenever I hear, I'm worried they're gonna put in ExpPoints.
Poinks.
Like a pig. Oinks.
Oh, there you go. Poinks.
It's Poinks.
Expoinks.com.
O-I-N-T-S.
Awesome. Go ahead and check the website out. We're going to have this show online fairly soon with the music that was played in it in a Spotify track or a Spotify playlist. I really like how we're doing that now. It's really awesome.
Nice.
We're going to have reviews, podcasts, as well as anything else that's on there.
Game giveaway.
One more week. Check it out because after a week, Lost Planet 2, even if we don't give it away, is gone.
Gonzo.
People don't like it. So we're going to go ahead and take that down. Anyway, I've been MG.
I've been Cap.
And this has been Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, Experience Points.
Now greetings to the world. Vice of the one big gang still alongside Skrillex. Symphono! Ooh-wee! Awo!
We must up the pace, turn up the bass, and make them all have fun. How we blaze the fire, make it fun, them. We must up the pace, turn up the bass, and make some fun, boy, run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday.
I'm going to spend